So you're all locked up for me now. And how does it feel? Does it feel like you imagined it would? I know you've locked yourself up before, but this time is different, isn't it? Because I am the one holding the key. So how did it feel when that little lock clicked shut, knowing it wasn't for you this time? Handing me the keys like that? I'll be honest, I felt such a rush. Such power. Such control. Oh, poor baby. And just sit still. We're only getting started. Open your legs a bit more. I want to see my new toy. That's good. Oh, keep those knees apart. Oh, it looks like it's already starting to strain a little bit in there. Oh, is that getting uncomfortable? Here, let me make it even better. Oh, even through the metal here, I can just feel how much you wish I could touch you. Does it feel good when I run my fingers over your cage like this? When I gently touch these balls? When I run my fingertip along the edge of the cage? How does that feel? Are you tingling for me yet? Does it feel like an itch that you just can't scratch? Oh, what if I just pull a little bit on your cage? Oh, look at that! Just the teeniest bit of sensation. Just a little bit of contact with that cage, and you get so excited. Oh dear, would you look at that? It seems like it's getting harder. I wouldn't get too hard, though. That would not feel very good, now would it? That is part of why we had to lock your cock up in the first place, you know. I just can't have you getting all hard like that. Especially without getting my permission first. When you gave me your keys, you recognized a very simple and very basic truth. That cock is mine now. It belongs to me. It isn't yours anymore. And I know that that sounds exciting and thrilling to you. After all, isn't it what you said you wanted? What you begged for? Please, Mr. Sazerlin, please own my cock. But you really didn't think it through now, did you? Oh, because I like my cocks aching, throbbing, teased, and tormented. Oh, and I'm gonna have so much fun. I like my cocks to keep you up late at night. And then wake you up early in the morning. And I like my cocks to be locked up as a constant reminder that you don't own that cock anymore. I own it. It's going to feel fun and frustrating at first, and it can certainly be a challenge to be locked up initially. But don't worry, you'll survive. As far as I know, no one's ever died of sexual frustration. So, like I said, it will be frustrating at first. And you will tell me over and over, "Yes, Mistress Azrelin, you own my cock." And every time that you say it will feel a little bit more true. But the reality of it is, you like to be locked up for me. You need to be locked up for me. This is what you dreamed about. Me holding your keys, owning that cock, controlling all of your orgasms, or lack thereof, I should say. See? I can see your cock straining in its cage. Even just me talking about it is turning you on more and more. And that's just fine. For now. And when I play with it and tease it, it just makes it so much more thrilling, doesn't it? And what if I lean down and give it a little kiss? Oh, my lips so close. Oh, but so far away. My beautiful, full lips. Oh, just imagine them wrapped around that cock. And sliding up and down the shaft, with my tongue pressing against your cock, licking, kissing, oh, and sucking on the head as those balls swell, making you ache and throb for me. Oh dear, I am sorry. Look at me here, just getting all carried away like this. And you, all locked up. This must be absolutely torture for you. Poor baby. Oh, look. I left a cute little lip print on your shiny metal cage. Oh, should I clean that up? Or maybe I should just leave it there to remind you of your current predicament. It does look cute. Oh, and it's making you blush. But the problem here is that you still think that this is about you, and you are still thinking of it as your cock that's locked up. Oh, no, don't you shake your head. It's perfectly normal to think that at first. It's just how these things go. And you've just had that fantasy for so long that you think you know what's happening. But I assure you, you have no idea. So let me just explain to you. Over the next few days, you are really going to start feeling the effects of your chastity. At times, it will feel good. But at other times, it will feel so very frustrating for you. Eventually, it will start bringing up some emotions. You may even feel a little bit sad. You might feel angry. But if you decide to take it off, you should know I will never put it back on you again. So, if you really want to be unlocked, there's two things that you need to do. First, you need to request it in writing. Doesn't have to be long, just a short statement saying you request your key and that you understand this will end things between us. Then, once you do that, we will have a mandatory 12-hour cooling off period where you will be allowed to reconsider your request. After that 12 hours has passed, we will have a conversation and talk about why you want to be released. And we will make sure that you are fully considering all of the consequences. And if by the end of that conversation you still wish to be released, I will give you the key and we will say our goodbyes, never to see or hear from each other ever again. No hard feelings. At any time you can change your mind, right up until I hand you that key. If I do that, there is no turning back. Oh, I know what you're thinking, that you would never do that, right? Well, you haven't even heard the rest of it yet. This isn't just a game, and this isn't about fulfilling some fantasy you have. This is about what I want. What it means to be locked for me. Not you, me. So like I said, the first few days or weeks. Yes, dear, weeks. After the first few days or weeks, you will start getting a rhythm. Your body will adjust and you will get accustomed to waking up straining in your cage and squirming before you go to sleep. You will start to accept that you can't do anything about it. You will start to understand that that cock does not belong to you anymore. You will try to stop thinking about it, but you will find that every so often, you will have thoughts that you just can't shake. Invasive thoughts, fantasies, desires, maybe even something as simple as wanting to have sex, or even just touch yourself. Trust me, you will start to miss it. You really, really will. But at this point, every day, you will be making a choice. Stay locked or get released. It will be a very confusing time for you because the longer we go, the more and more tempted you will be to ask for your key. But something will stop you. You won't really understand it, but you will feel it. Like a voice in your head telling you to keep going. That you need this. That this is exactly where you belong. Locked up and controlled by me. This is everything that you need. And you won't want it to end. It can be scary, but I'll be there for you. I'll be there to listen to you, encourage you, and even cheer you on. I want to watch you struggle. I want to see you wrestle with it. But more than anything, I want to make it so much worse for you. And I'm gonna hold you close, caress you, and care for you, and tease you. Oh, how I am going to tease you. Every day, you'll see me in my sexiest lingerie. Heels, garters, beautiful lace bras, and panties. Oh, and don't forget about the fishnets and leathers. All those things that I know you love. And I'll touch you and play with you. And we will do one of my most favorite things in the world. Kissing. No. Not yet. You have to earn that. And make no mistake, it will be me kissing you and not the other way around. But you will learn to love my lips. How I kiss you. My passion. And desire, my soft, wet lips pressing against yours, and I may even guide your hands to touch my breasts, or slide your hands between my legs, and you will think it's because it's turning me on, and, well, you would be right, but not in the way that you're thinking. What will be turning me on? Is what I will be doing to that locked up, trapped cock. And all I will be thinking about is how I am turning that frustration into desperation. Oh, and everything about me will start to overwhelm you. My touch. My kiss. My wet pussy. And the way that I press into you. Oh, I will fill you with neediness, hunger, and desire. I will start to become your whole world, your obsession. And at that point, giving up your chastity is going to mean giving up me. And every day, you will find that harder and harder to do. And every day, I will also remind you that this is your choice. And you will start to feel lost trapped, maybe even a little hopeless. But I promise I will be here for you for that too. I will help guide you. I will give you a reason to feel hopeful. And I will be everything that you need. I assure you that I am very good at emotional support. In fact, there is nothing you won't be able to share with me. And I'll hold on to you when that desperation gets to be too much. I'll comfort you as you cry. And you are going to cry for me. I'll reassure you, though, and make sure that you know I'm here for you. And I'll do everything I can to care for you. But the one thing I won't do is help you. Because watching you break is going to be the most delicious thing in the world. Oh, and I'll be getting wet as I feel you breaking down in my arms. And I'll masturbate at the thought of your tears. And I'll fall asleep thinking about your sacrifice to me. Giving up that very thing that gives you so much pleasure. That cock is no longer yours. But it isn't mine yet either. Once you break for me, I'm going to rebuild you. And that is when you will truly understand what it means to be locked by me. We'll start with sensations. You'll have been locked up for so long that your body will have completely forgotten what it feels like to even be touched. We will begin by reawakening that sensation. And every day we are going to start with the same ritual. You will be bound by your hands over your head and with your legs spread wide for me. Then I'll remove your cage with this key that I'll keep around my neck. And then I will edge you. And as I do, you will repeat back to me phrases that will instill in your mind that I own that cock. You will only refer to it as your cock. And you will willingly accept your edging sessions. Eventually, you'll even beg for them. Then, when I'm done edging you, my cock will be washed and relocked. And we will repeat this same ritual before bed every single night. Edging you like that twice a day, it will allow you to let go and feel yourself giving ownership of that cock over to me. And once a week, we will have our milking sessions where you will be drained of your cum to make sure we maintain proper functioning and to help alleviate a little bit of the pain in those balls. And your balls are going to ache so badly. And it's just going to get worse and worse as your desperation to come grows. These milking sessions will not result in an orgasm, but it will help to relieve the pressure that you'll feel from a week of edging. Psychologically, though, we'll work on a different kind of conditioning. Over time, we will condition your mind to accept an orgasm-free life. You will learn to crave our edging sessions and the feeling of having me own my cock. The feeling of surrendering that part of yourself will replace the feeling of having an orgasm altogether. And gradually, you will learn to experience the same kind of psychological release from accepting my ownership that you used to feel from masturbating or having sex. And when you get excited and turned on, your mind will go directly to thinking about me owning that cock. And how good it feels. How right it feels. And how natural it is to have that cock completely owned by me, you will feel gratitude and you will want to thank me for owning that cock. You will do anything to make that feeling grow deeper and even more intense. And believe me, I will happily find ways to oblige you. And then, finally, you will reach the point of emotional surrender. And once you do, you won't be able to live without it. You won't be tortured by it anymore. You will understand your place in this world. You will understand that you were always destined to be locked. You will understand that you were always destined to be owned by me. You will know you are loved, cherished, and safe. You will be mine, body, mind, and soul. That is what it means to be locked by me.